This is your home for Sports Talk with Phil Coates on All Sports Radio for East Texas.
92.1 FM,
The Team.
In a wildly entertaining affair, the Rangers hold on and defeat the Tigers by the final score of 9-7. The Rangers take 3 out of 4 in the series.
You know, at the end of the day, if you're not really all in trying to figure out how to put together a championship football team, then you shouldn't be in this league.
This is your all sports station for East Texas.
92.1 FM.
The Team.
Okay, Rangers in Atlanta tonight. Stephen Jones and the Cowboys are now 6 days away from the draft. Good afternoon, everybody. Bill and Kevin, as we wind down the week at a great place, Rudy's on 92.1 FM, The Team.
Against a very talented and well-coached Clippers team, our defense is going to be tested. The way we're playing, if we can continue to keep playing that way, hopefully that puts us in a position to win.
Jason Kidd's Mavs play the Clippers coming up Sunday in what could be a very, very intriguing first-round NBA playoff series. Good afternoon, everybody. The Hall Buick GMC Hall has it all studio today. And my mouth's watering here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue.
Well, just like you said, this is a good place to finish the week off. Finish it out strong at Rudy's.
Rudy's.
Yeah, it smells good.
Rudy's. They're catering our KTBB Scholastic All-Stars Banquet coming up in May. They've done that now for a couple of years. But don't forget that they also do breakfast. Oh, they've got great breakfast tacos here. Oh, man. And that's 7 to 10 every day. Obviously, great group meals as well. Again, they are catering our KTBB Scholastic All-Stars. The barbecue will not get any better anywhere else in East Texas than right here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue on the West Southwest Loop in Tyler on a Friday afternoon. And we've got the draft in 6 days. The Rangers have a tough assignment this weekend. Yeah. They took 3 out of 4 in Detroit.
They did.
But Atlanta's really, really good.
They always are, right in the top of the division, one of the best teams, and it's still early, one of the best teams in the league right now. So, yeah, a tough matchup for the Rangers.
Heaney and Sale, the pitching matchup tonight. Andrew Heaney has struggled of late.
Yes, he has.
So the Rangers hoping to get a good night out of him and maybe do okay this weekend in Atlanta. That'd give him a big boost. Again, this is a world championship team that knows how to win. They can certainly compete with anybody. But Atlanta is good anywhere, anytime, and especially good at home. And so that's who they've got this week.
Yeah, and again, there was a little talk about moving Haney to the bullpen until Bradford got hurt. So we'll see if he can get it turned around. Tough matchup, tough team to do it against, but he'll get a shot.
All right, so again, we'll be here until about 5:40 today. So actually, because it's on the East Coast, the game I think starts at about 6:20 tonight.
Yeah.
So our pregame begins at 5:45. So we'll be out of here at about 5:40. We'll do trivia. Got Chuck Cooperstein, the radio voice of the Mavs, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour as well, as he does a great job, as he always does, of previewing the series. And you talk about some star power now.
They got a lot of it.
And between these two teams, of course, the Mavs have Luka and Kyrie. But the Clippers, if he plays, Kawhi Leonard.
That's questionable.
Harden.
Yep.
Westbrook.
Uh-huh.
And Paul George.
They got some players.
That's some star power.
They got some players, man. This, I think, is going to be the best series of the first round. Now, I think the Mavericks have a pretty good chance of winning the series. Now, we'll see how far they can go. But they're much better defensively than they were before they acquired Washington and Gafford. So they're a better defensive team. This is going to be a good series, I think.
I think so. You got potentially 6 Hall of Famers in this series.
Yeah.
I mean, depending on, you know, it's a little, there are more Hall of Famers every year in basketball than there are because they cover, college and, you know, but you've got potentially 6 Hall of Fame caliber players in this series.
All pretty good players, right?
All pretty good players.
I think this will be a great series.
Some of them a little older, and Kawhi Leonard's hurt, so we're not sure how much he can play.
Always around playoff time, man. That guy is, you can't count on him. Always around playoff time. So, again, he's been struggling with another knee issue, so we'll see if he plays at all.
And the Mavericks are playing well right now. I mean, they did lose their last, two games?
Yeah, but they weren't playing.
They weren't playing anybody.
They weren't playing to win. They'd already, you know, their fifth spot was already solidified, so they couldn't move up or down. They just didn't. They rested guys.
I think Dallas wins this series.
I think they do, too.
I kind of do.
I mean, they're better defensively. That was the only thing. That was their Achilles heel throughout this season. They weren't playing much defense. But since, again, those acquisitions, they are playing much better defense. They got a good shot to win this series.
Hey, plug TJC Baseball. They've got a great doubleheader Sunday against Navarro, beginning at 4-7 out at Mike Carter Field. So,
That's really a pretty cool doubleheader coming up on Sunday. The Apaches, of course, always a really, really good baseball team. They're now a Division I NJCAA team. They've won multiple national championships, but at the Division I level, competition's ramped up. But they've moved up along with it. So TJC and Nevera are coming up on Sunday. So give them a plug for that at 4 and 7 o'clock. The Astros are in Washington to play the Nationals tonight. The NBA playoffs, if you will, start tonight, really, right? I mean, these are the play-in games.
Right. Playoffs start tomorrow. But
playoffs really start tomorrow.
Yeah.
Bulls, Heat, Kings, Pelicans. And the winners will be the eighth seed in the playoffs.
So the winners of the Eastern Conference playing game, they'll get the Celtics, and the winners of the Western Conference, they'll get the OKC.
OKC.
Yeah.
That's kind of amazing. You remember when Oklahoma City had that year they got to the finals? They had a young Durant.
They had a KD. Yeah, they had Westbrook and Harden. Yeah.
All young guys.
Yep.
And they were still beaten by Miami. LeBron and those guys beat them.
Yeah.
But, boy, how talented was that group? Now, little by little, all those guys wandered away. Oklahoma City kind of floundered a bit, but they've gone back now. And with a young team, they had the best record in the West this year.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, so we'll see how far they can take it. I think Denver is probably still the best team in the West, and I think the Celtics are the best team in the East. So we'll see how far OKC can take it.
The defending champion, Denver Nuggets, by the way. One of the former ABA teams that, after all these years, finally won themselves a championship, much like the Rangers. Really, this was a year last year. Think about it.
You think about it, yeah.
Denver had never won one.
That's right.
And they won in 2023 in the NBA.
Yeah.
And the Rangers had never won.
That's right.
And they finally got one.
And the Vegas Knights in hockey, right?
And the Vegas Knights, a young franchise. Yeah. But still, they won their first Stanley Cup. So out of the four so-called major pro sports, three of the winners won their first ever championship this past year, and then there's Kansas City. For the 2023 season, even though it happened in 2024, Kansas City won, for the second year in a row.
They did.
And Mahomes is now three-time Super Bowl champion.
Amazing.
Which is pretty amazing.
He's not done yet.
I mean, when you stop to think about it, and again, I think sometimes because, we're close to it around here, you kind of – That's pretty amazing.
It is. You kind of take it for granted.
You can't take it for granted.
Yeah, you kind of take it for granted because, he keeps doing it. But it is amazing. It's hard to win NFL football games, let alone Super Bowls, and he's won three already.
So the Cowboys are 6 days away. You heard Stephen Jones at the top. I'm going to play a clip from an interview he did today on the Cowboy flagship 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. The Cowboys have the 24th pick next Thursday night. By the way, we'll have the first round from ESPN Radio here on the team. I think, there's a kind of a belief out there that, you look at it that maybe an offensive lineman might be, that would be the logical, right?
Right,
maybe.
Yeah.
But, see, I don't think they'll do that. I think it'll be something. I saw a mock draft today that had them taking Xavier Worthy at number 24.
Really?
The Texas receiver.
Well, yeah. The guy can run, but do you need it? That to me, is not a – that's not a need, right? I guess you can always use them. You actually need linemen on both sides of the ball.
Right.
Yeah.
So, if you were going to come up with an off-the-wall draft pick for the Cowboys, I'll put that out there on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline, an off-the-wall draft pick, maybe a running back, which, supposedly you don't take running backs in the first round anymore, right, unless they're really special,
Isn't
that what they're saying now these days? Now, Detroit took that Gibbs kid. Atlanta took Bijan. Who did Detroit take in the first round last year?
I can't remember his name, but he's a good player.
It wasn't Jameer Gibbs. Was that kid's name?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Anyway, they took one in the first round last year, and that worked out okay.
It worked all right. And I think Bijan's going to be a pretty good player.
Bijan's going to be a fine player.
Yeah, he can catch the football out of the backfield. Had a good rookie year.
So anyway, if you were going to do an off the wall pick for the Cowboys, would it be running back, wide receiver, cornerback? They've got two really good guys, but let's say if you're into that best player available thing, would it be if a really, really good cornerback slid, would you take that guy? I don't know. What else would you think? I mean, I don't know.
Would you take a quarterback? And do like Green Bay? Yeah.
Kind of
go ahead and draft the next guy.
It depends. If the right guy's because you can always use him for trade bait.
Right.
You may not have to keep him. You like Dak.
Yeah.
But if, let's say, Michael Penix or somebody slid that far.
Because
quarterbacks occasionally do. Now, the draft thing that I saw today had the first five picks quarterbacks.
Really?
Even had Mad McCarthy at number five.
Yeah.
Okay, it was a draft. Just did their mock drafts.
Yeah.
And so I saw that, and I'm going, okay, you know, and it may well be what happens. You know, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, who's the other kid? Who am I overlooking? Anyway, there are four or five of those guys right at the top that are, you know, going to consider to be right there.
Penix,
you know, in that group. Anyway, but let's say one of those guys, and occasionally you see that. I mean, the Packers had no intention of drafting Aaron Rodgers back in the day.
He slid down
to them, and they went, wow, okay.
Kind of got to go and take this guy, right?
They had a Hall of Famer already there, and he was still blowing and going.
Yeah.
You know, Brett Favre was still yes. playing every game at a high level. But he slid to them, and so they took him.
And it worked out.
And that worked out. They've had – You know, and the streak may continue. This kid that just
Love,
put a whooping
Jordan
on Love. Dallas.
I thought he was going to be a bust, but he turned. He had a good season.
Green Bay had a decade and a half of Favre. They had a decade and a half. They've had basically about a 25, 26-year run of quarterbacks, two Hall of Fame quarterbacks, and this kid may turn out to be the real deal. How lucky is that?
He looked good last season. So, yeah, we'll see what the Cowboys decide to do, but, man.
But what if a quarterback was there?
You'd probably have to consider it.
You'd have to consider it because you don't have to necessarily keep him.
Like you said, trade bait.
Or keep him. I don't know. I mean, there's all kinds of things out there. Anybody got any great ideas for the Cowboys? We'll call Stephen Jones up and tell him about it. How about that? 592-5200 on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. For instance, if Jonathan Brooks is there, I'd seriously consider taking the guy.
I think they have to. I think,
And he probably will be there.
Yeah.
He's a running back, and he got hurt.
Yeah, the doctor worked with the Cowboys that did his surgery. I think if he's still there, I think they absolutely better take him, right? I think if he's still there, that's almost a no-brainer for the Cowboys.
That makes more sense to me than taking Xavier Worthy.
Yeah,
as good as Worthy
that doesn't
is.
Make any sense. I mean, I get it, but I don't – yeah, I mean, I think you have to go for Brooks. That's actually a need. I don't think they have a real need at receiver. They have a real need at running back.
But what if one of those guys slipped? One of those quarterbacks slipped down? Caleb Williams is not going to slip there.
No,
he's not going there. But I mean, one of those guys, for some reason, you know, one of those guys slid. I don't think they will, but what if they did? You know, if you're the Cowboys, what do? Again, it's 6 days away, and the Cowboys are about to embark on another draft with seven picks right now. They've got more than seven so-called needs, but, again, there are a lot of good football players out there. Just because, you know, they didn't go the first day and overpay, there's still a lot of really good football players out there that they could go get to plug holes and still be pretty good, you know. But, you know, fans, I think, would be happy, I think. They would get second guess, but if they had a first-round running back, because I said yesterday, I kind of believe that if the Cowboys had gone out and signed one of those free agent running backs, I don't think people would be griping.
I think you're right about that. Yeah, I think that would have calmed a lot of the nerves that the Cowboys fans are feeling if they'd gotten like a Derrick Henry. I think for the most part, everybody would have been okay with that, happy with that as a Cowboys fan.
Here was Stephen Jones earlier today on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas.
You haven't had the draft yet. What do you feel like y'all have accomplished thus far this offseason?
You know, I think, you know, at the end of the day, you know, obviously our preparation for the draft's important. I think adding our linebacker was a big key for us. You know, he knows Mike Zimmer's system really well. I think he'll be a great addition out there on the field in terms of what he can bring leadership to the defense. And then, you know, I think adding, you know, pieces here and there, getting our running back. And yesterday we're, you know, still not through. We'll still do some work. But, you know, you just have to be patient sometimes when you're not going to go out and, you know, and be overly aggressive with the dollars. As I mentioned, certainly we've got a lot of dollars earmarked for the three guys that I mentioned the other day.
How much does bringing Mike Zimmer in change your approach to what a Cowboys defensive player looks like? Because it feels like every level kind of changes in some way.
Cole, he's my miracle child.
Okay, that was one of those questions you talk about.
Yeah.
You know, getting a guy that you know, Mike Zimmer coming in and what the Cowboys might do to draft some of these dudes, that will be most interesting. Here was more of what Stephen Jones had to say earlier today.
I think anytime you bring in a new coordinator, you're going to have changes. And certainly Mike brings an edge, you know, coaches in a different way than Dan. Dan was very successful in the way he did it. I think Mike Zimmer's been very successful in this league with the way he does it. And certainly philosophically, you know, I think we'll be, you know, we'll have more of a three linebacker system rather than a two linebacker and a three safety system, which is really what Dan preferred. And, you know, I think the other thing is we'll probably look to be bigger and stronger in the middle. I think obviously, you know, our Achilles heel, I think the last two or three years has been stopping the run. And I think Mike will bring an edge and a philosophy that should help us improve in that area.
Does that also include then needing to invest more capital in that specific area?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously we're, I think what Zim, the philosophy Zim brings to the table, I think fits what Mozzie did, which obviously we have a lot of resources tied up in Mozzie between what you pay a first round pick and using the first round pick. I think he fits more into what Zim does than maybe, you know, what Dan was trying to get out of him. So I think that'll be a big plus for us. And then, you know, as we move forward, we'll see what the draft brings in terms of what falls to us and, you know, how we allocate our resources there. But we really like the defensive side of the football. I think Zim, you know, has come in, taken a look at our personnel. We, you know, really like our personnel on the defensive side of the ball. Obviously, we lost a couple of starting offensive linemen that we've got to look at. And obviously, we lost Tony Pollard, and we're still looking, you know, at that situation in terms of upgrading that as we move forward.
There's always talk about best player available in every single round. I was really curious if you got into a scenario where the best player available on your board in the first round even was a quarterback, would you pull the trigger on that, or would you consider that even though that's not among the needs you just listed?
Yeah, you know, I just think all those are things that you look at as you move forward. It's hard to get out front right now and see what might be there, but certainly, you know, we'll go through all the different possibilities that may happen as we move into next week. Obviously, we've been hard at work getting our board put up and really getting everything sorted out the right way. Next week's a big week for us strategically in terms of, you know, the what ifs and looking at a situation like you just mentioned. If a, you know, if a position falls to us that we feel like, which we do, by the way, you know, feel great at with Dak, and then of course our acquisition of Trey last year. Trey's done nothing but excite us even more. As he's worked here all of last season and then in the off season, in terms of his work ethic and, you know, his skill levels, we're very pleased with.
There you go. Stephen Jones earlier today on The Fan, so they didn't rule out. He wouldn't commit one way or the other. He was talked around it. But
pretty
still,
much, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, you never know. That's what makes that draft so interesting.
I think that's what's in. I think it's intriguing. I think the Cowboys, you know, because they have so many needs, I want to see where they start.
592-5200, the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline is open. If you were going to do some out-of-the-box thinking for the Cowboys, where's their biggest need right now in the draft? 592-5200, the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline is open this afternoon. We got trivia. You've been giving away a Rudy's gift card in the 5 o'clock hour, plus Chuck Cooperstein. Take your call this hour as well. We're at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue here on the West Loop in Tyler on a Friday afternoon. Folks going home, hey, just stop in here and you can drive through or come in. And, hey, you can take home dinner tonight. And I promise you it'll be really, really good. It's 420 in the Hall Buick GMC Hall Has It All studio at Rudy's on 92.1 FM, the team.
All Sports Radio, you're on 92.1 FM, the team.
You never know when the power is going to go out.
We lost power even at our church this past Sunday.
Shannon Smith is the general manager at East Texas Generators.
You just never know when a power outage will occur, and whether it's in the cold of the winter when we're freezing cold, or if it's in the summer and it's hot, you want your AC working. If you don't have backup power, you don't have any power.
What's it like at your home when the power goes out?
The worst part of a power loss is you never know how long it's going to last. And with a standby generator, you really don't care.
Unlike a lot of other dealers, East Texas Generators can have your generator installed in just a week or two.
We're local. We can help you make the right decision on which generator you want and help you get it installed. We've been in business for 15 years serving our neighbors here in East Texas.
East Texas Generators sells and services Briggs & Stratton, Kohler, and Generac Generators. They're online at easttexasgenerators.com. the leader in backup power for home and business. East Texas Generators.
There's lots of ways to cool down during the summer. Drinking ice-cold beverages, going swimming, cranking down the thermostat. If you have an old air conditioning unit, you probably find yourself adjusting your thermostat multiple times a day to keep comfortable. And you likely see high utility bills as a result. Hi, this is Dixie with the original Evans Air with good news. We are here to help. Call us now and we can save you up to $1,900 on a new energy-efficient AC system. With the latest innovative features and technology, a new home comfort system can actually save you money each month on utility bills while providing the best home comfort. Don't wait. Call the original Evans Air today at 561-9410 to save up to $1,900 on a new air conditioning system or ask about fantastic financing. The original Evans Air at 903-561-9410 or visit our website at evansair.net. Do yourself a favor this summer and phone a friend at the original Evans Air.
Hi again, everybody. Let's visit with Monty Hall at Hall Buick GMC on Titus West Loop. Hey, Monty.
Hey, Bill.
How about ex-loaners out there?
That's right. You know, we've talked about this previously before, too, and we've got vehicles that are brand new 2024 models, various types of models, Encore GXs, some Acadias, some Enclaves. These vehicles are put in service. You got a vehicle in the shop or whatever, and maybe parts on order, and you're waiting for that. For whatever reason, they'll get up to about 3,000-4,000 miles. Then we'll put them back on the lot and sell them at huge savings. So take advantage of brand new vehicles. Brand new incentives are all available on these vehicles, but huge savings on ex-loaner courtesy transportation vehicles.
GMC, we are professional grade, and how about 1.9% on Sierras?
That's right. 1.9% is still going on, and that's probably our biggest offer of the year. Most Sierra half-ton crew cabs qualify. 5.3-liter engines also have trade assistance as well. Great deals going on full-size half-ton pickups and great selection.
Check out HallHasItAll.com. Hall Buick GMC on the West Loop. Tyler Hall has it all.
You've built it. You're proud of it. But is there still something missing to give your home that extra sparkle inside or outside? Well, that's the special touch that 110 Welding can provide, like accents in ornamental iron and custom welding. It could be the first look curb appeal that a wrought iron front door, entrance gate, or outside fence can add. Inside, maybe a wrought iron balcony, an ornamental iron banister on a curving stairway, or a handmade table with custom wood, glass, marble, or granite. 110 Welding's mobile crew will even come to you and give existing ornamental iron a like-new refresh. Follow the lead of many local contractors, builders, and remodelers, and let 110 Welding add that special missing piece. On the web at 110welding.com. That's O-N-E-T-E-N welding.com. Creating beauty and elegance that'll last a lifetime. 110 Welding, where security is a beautiful thing. Highway 110 between Tyler and White House, and on the web at 110welding.com. That's O-N-E-T-E-N welding.com. 110 Welding.
All Sports Radio, the team, 92.1 FM. You're on the team.
Netflix's next sports docuseries will focus its lens on America's obsession since the 1970s on the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
You need to look like a supermodel but perform like an athlete.
The Netflix show America's Sweethearts, the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, follows the 2023-24 squad from start to finish, kicking off at auditions and training camp and continuing all the way through the NFL season. The team behind the Netflix hit Cheer and Last Chance U is also on board the 7-part docuseries, which opens the doors on the personal stories behind the cheerleaders who suit up every Sunday and take the field to cheer their team on.
You're going to watch that?
You're not buying it? You have that look on your face.
Netflix. No, I'll probably watch some of that.
It's Cowboy Cheerleaders.
Yeah, Cowboy Cheerleaders.
Remember they had the Cowboy Cheerleaders movies. Remember that movie?
It was a bad movie.
Long.
Really bad.
But it was a cowboy, right?
It was a cowboy. Yeah, yeah. It was a bad movie. Okay. But, okay, all right. So there you go. Netflix documentary.
I don't think I'm going to watch.
Do you remember the Netflix on Cheer? It was called Cheer.
No, you told me about
which was
this.
About the cheerleading squads at Nevada and then later Trinity Valley.
Is that not crazy?
I mean, and those kids became stars.
They did become stars. They were stars at the game. It's kind of unbelievable. But you told me about
that. Oh, yeah. 4:25 on the team. We're at Rudy's on the West Loop and Tyler on a Friday afternoon. Here's something that you'll enjoy. I saw this story today. The Colorado Rockies just finished a series in Toronto. So I guess in the last two or three days, whenever they were flying from Colorado to from Denver to Toronto on their charter flight, baseball teams charter, as do football,
that's right,
basketball for the most part. That way they don't sit through it. In my day, when I in the 80s when I was traveling some with the Mavericks. We sat in airport.
Yeah.
We traveled commercial.
Commercial, right.
But they charter now, and that makes sense. Anyway, the Rockies were flying to Denver, and hitting coach, the Rockies hitting second-year hitting coach, a kid named Hensley Mullins, got to go into the cockpit, which is very legal now.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it happens on charters, kind of an intimate setting. And he's sitting in the pilot seat, and he decides, as people do now,
yes,
just couldn't help himself.
Right.
He's videoing himself, and he puts it on social media.
There it goes, man. You got to put it on social media. You just have to.
As my friend Jeff Wood always says, don't hit send.
Well, he sent it.
Anyway, so this goes, everything would have been fine, but he put it on social media. Well, the FAA and United Airlines are not particularly pleased. The pilots have been suspended.
Mm.
His post was, had some fun in the cockpit on our flight from Denver to Toronto, thanks to the captain and the first officer of our United charter that allowed me this great experience. Dummy. Put it on social media. Well, here's what United Airlines had to say about it.
What did they have to say?
We're deeply disturbed by what we see in that video, which appears to show an unauthorized person in the flight deck at cruise altitude while the autopilot was engaged. As a clear violation of our safety and operational policies, we've reported the incident to the FAA and have withheld the pilots from service while we conduct the investigation. Mm. The Rockies have no comment except to say, you dumb blank, blank. Well,
yeah, I mean, if the pilot got suspended, is he gonna,
man.
If the batting coach going to get suspended too?
So on that note, and you know this as well as I do, the Cowboys every year and all NFL teams have a very clear policy, as is the NFL, about social media.
Yes.
Basically, if you go to practice or go in the locker room, you better not take – you can take your cell phone. You can take stills, I think. No videoing.
Yeah, no video.
No videoing in the locker room, and do not post. Do not post anything on social media.
Yes.
Okay? Don't be taking pictures of the notes on the wall or anything like that. You know, anything that you just can't do it. I mean, I've got a long one page. I don't know if they sent it out. I don't know what the timing has anything to do with that or not. But they sent that post out, that email out again today, reminding us all what we can and cannot do at practice,
yes,
especially in the locker room. You know, if you go into the locker room, don't be posting on social media. They tell you that. It's a clear violation. We go to the Super Bowl every year, and they tell us specifically, do not, if you're taking a picture, turn your credential around.
Yeah, and you can't put
– because people will counterfeit those credentials.
That's right, and they'll post them. Somebody will have a picture with a credential, and they'll post them on social media, and people can counterfeit their credentials.
And the NFL pays attention. They have a group of people who are out there who are looking at social media. We have one of the things we have to send every year before we get credentialed to a big event, whether it's the NFL or whatever, we have to send, if we have a Twitter handle, we have to send that in.
Yeah.
They want to know, you know,
what's
mine
posting,
is
right?
At Coats KTBB.
Right.
And they want to know. They want to know what it is. They want your cell phone number and your Twitter handle if you have one.
Right.
And there you go.
Yeah.
Because they don't want you to be
At the media part of this shit, this is the first time I've seen this happen, but they actually had you turn your media credential around when you got to the media party. And so that's the first time I've ever seen that. But they do take it seriously.
We live in a world where everybody's got to do
me.
Everybody
wants to be a celebrity, man.
Everybody's taking selfies.
Yeah.
You know?
Selfies. Yeah.
And posting on social media. Don't do it. 4:30, 92.1 FM, the team at Rudy's on a Friday afternoon. Got the Ranger Report coming up before they play tonight in Atlanta.
I'm Kevin Walker with your Texas Rangers report. The Rangers get the win despite the rough outing from rookie Jack Leiter and clinch the series in Detroit. Details to follow.
There are a lot of vehicles on the road with jobs to do, and they come in different shapes and sizes. When you see an emergency vehicle, TxDOT vehicle, tow truck, or utility vehicle with flashing lights activated on the roadside, move over or slow down to 20 miles per hour below the posted speed limit. It's the law, with fines up to $2,000. When vehicles have flashing lights activated on the shoulder, move over or slow down. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
The light show was dimmed in Detroit yesterday afternoon, but the Rangers' bats showed up in the 9-7 series clincher. Texas rookie Jack Leiter had a mixed day on the mound. He allowed 7 runs and 8 hits with 3 strikeouts in 3 2/3 innings. The 2021 number 2 overall pick spoke on how he felt about his debut.
A lot of frustration. I know I'm better, and I need to be better, and I will be better, and that's kind of the frustration, is some pitches that I left on the table and some mistakes that I made, and just a lot of, like, you know, kind of just feeling frustrated.
The defending champs will travel to Atlanta to face the Braves in a 3-game series. First pitch is set for 6:20 tonight. With your Texas Rangers report, I'm Kevin Walker.
Money in the bank is like milk in the fridge. Neither one is getting any better with age.
I always feel like I want to have some gold and silver as kind of a hedge against inflation.
Tyler Gold and Bullion co-owner Scott Womack.
Gold has always been a preserver of wealth. If I can identify where the smart money is, I kind of want to try to follow that trend, right? And last year, it was a record year for central banks buying gold.
Tyler Gold and Bullion is a different kind of gold and silver exchange.
It's an upscale, nice atmosphere, personable place that you can come and get unbiased opinions and expertise. It's becoming what we envisioned, which is a nice place to hang out and just be informational and be a trusted destination for people.
Tyler Gold and Bullion is on South Broadway across from Rose Hill Cemetery. They're online at tylergoldandbullion.com. Transparent, fair, locally owned. That's Tyler Gold and Bullion. TylerGoldenBullion.com.
For over 60 years, TDI Air Conditioning has made East Texas homes warm in the winter and cool in the summer. TDI is once again an exclusive train dealer. It's hard to stop a train. The hottest of our Texas summers can be brutal, but a TDI train home will stay cool. Right now, TDI is offering a $99.95 spring tune-up special. They also repair fireplaces, install new ones on remodels, or sell gas logs. You can get no interest on approved equipment with a new train system and be ready for East Texas weather extremes before they come with a TDI all-seasonal energy agreement. A TDI train home will give you comfort that's consistent even when the weather isn't. And now is the time to let TDI Air Conditioning, your local independent train dealer, help you enjoy the comfort you deserve with a new zero-interest train high-efficiency heating and cooling system on approved equipment, plus the $99.95 spring tune-up special. For over 60 years, TDI has been committed to making life a little easier. TDI is an exclusive train dealer for residential and commercial construction and refrigeration. TDIAir.com. Texas Air Conditioning License Number A906C. Hello, fans. Citizens First Bank wants to be part of your winning team. They appreciate the value of loyal fans who always support their team. And at Citizens First, you'll always talk to a real person who knows your name and is willing to assist you with any of your banking needs. The Citizens First Bank team includes a reliable staff that's ready to put you first. From personal and business online banking to remote deposit capture, they offer the latest in new account technology that'll keep you and your business in the game and save you valuable time. Come and see what it's like to do business with an A-rated bank. Citizens First Bank will help you score a touchdown and put points on your financial scoreboard. Citizens First Bank on the Southeast Loop in Tyler, in Jacksonville, Russ, and Nacogdoches. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and on the web at citizensfirstbank.com. That's Citizens, the number one, STBank.com. Citizensfirstbank.com.
The word concrete has come to stand for a lot more than just the product used to build roads, bridges, walls, and buildings. If something's set in concrete, you think solid, safe, and stable. Hi, Bill Coates. At Montrose Concrete, this material becomes an art. They solved a drainage issue at my home. At your home, Montrose Concrete can shape, design, and color this versatile product to fit your lifestyle of driveways, patios, decorative walls, floors, pool decks, and much more. Your imagination is really the only limit. Montrose Concrete is over 40 years experience. They are a licensed and bonded master craftsman, creating functional and aesthetic solutions for and including projects like residential, commercial concrete, light industrial, concrete restoration and repair. Concrete lasts longer and looks spectacular. See their gallery on Facebook at Montrose Concrete Inc. or montroseconcrete.com. M-O-N-T-R-O-S-E concrete.com. Montrose Concrete.
You're on The Team. All Sports Radio. 92.1 FM. The Team.
I mean, just to have a great approach and a great mentality and be prepared for war, you know, metaphorically, right? Just You know, it's the hardest, most difficult time to win ball games because, you know the other team well, you know their tendencies, their habits, and after game one is pretty much adjustments and just go into the internal kind of layer where you're just trying not to get too ahead of yourself. You're trying to take one game at a time, 1 minute at a time. So you just got to be balanced, stay focused, limit the distractions, and just do what you've been doing since you were a kid and have fun doing it. So our young guys will be prepared, but until they go through it, they won't have any idea what it's like. So I'm excited for them and to be alongside them, to lead them. You know, so I had that in my first playoff series when we were playing against the Celtics when I was 24. So my first game went pretty well. We won, and you know, I just look back at those moments to use them as examples for the young guys. So, just it's nothing to be nervous about. We've been playing basketball our whole lives. We ended the season really well, so we have confidence going into the playoffs, and just got to err on the side of that.
Kyrie Irving and the Mavericks at LA to play the Clippers on Sunday.
Kyrie seems to be happy, and if Kyrie is happy, I'm happy.
I will talk to Chuck about that. He seems to be very happy right now. I mean, good for him. Mavericks playing pretty well.
They got a good team.
Yeah. It's 4:37 at Rudy's on a Friday afternoon. Braden Coates joins us on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. The PGA, just the Masters was just
played
a few days ago. Scheffler won.
Of course he did.
He wins every week, it seems, these days.
Like it.
So these guys, you know, I thought his wife was about to domino like any minute, okay?
Right? Yeah.
Well, as it turns out.
She's still holding out,
yeah,
man.
He's at the RBC Heritage Tournament in Hilton Head, South Carolina.
In contention, right?
He shot first 2 days. The man's a machine, 69, 65. He's 8 under par and 3 shots off the lead. He'll probably win that tournament,
too. He ain't the most charismatic guy, but he can play golf, right?
Dude, I guess that's all that matters. Another planet right now. And his biggest fan joins us on the Advantage.
Is he a Scheffler fan? Of Braden?
He's a Longhorn. Scheffler's a Longhorn. Right, Braden? I mean, you gotta love him. And in addition to being a Longhorn, he's the best player on the planet right now, right?
He's insane. Yeah, it's kind of hard not to like him. It's part of what makes him probably not the PGA, whoever the marketing people for the PGA, probably not who they're might not be who they're rooting for every week because he's not the biggest personality. Even the way he dominates these tournaments, I mean, it's not like he's having just these crazy shots. He's not, you know, Jordan is entertaining. Jordan Spieth has these creative shots. He reacts so violently to everything. Like, he's kind of fun. Scotty just hits fairways, hits greens, and when he's making putts, he's pretty impossible to beat right now. He's the best ball striker right now that we've seen since potentially, you know, prime Tiger. But his game is just so – he just doesn't mess up. And he just strikes the ball better than anybody. The most funky or most interesting thing about him is probably his swing that everybody loves to comment on. But, I mean, it's also part of why I'm such a big fan of him. I mean, obviously he's a Longhorn. He's a Texas guy. But also, like, you know, he's a really strong believer. And I've just – it's cool to watch, you know, somebody get up there and proclaim Christ along with being just the best golfer on the planet by a wide margin. So, yeah, I'm a huge – Scheffler fan, and it's pretty cool to watch what he's doing right now.
He's on the bandwagon. He's on the
Braden's talking about ball striking.
Scheffler bandwagon.
Braden sounds like he's become a golf. How's your golf game, buddy? Braden's now into. He's all into golf.
That's good.
How are you playing? Are you any good at it?
No, you know the answer to that. But I have fun. That's what counts.
That's really is what counts.
Okay. Yeah.
About a year ago, we went. We had fun.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. Yeah. But I mean, Braden's pleased. You're playing what twice a week now, or what?
We're playing a lot right now. It is the outdoor activity that you can do in
that's
Dallas.
The life, man.
So you gotta that's how you can life, get outside man. Here.
Hey, you're living the life, man.
All right. Anyway, yeah, Scheffler's pretty good. He's pretty good. What?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty insane to watch what he's doing. I mean, I think Max Homa put it really well this week. He was like he just leaps and bounds. Like it feels like a very clear difference right now. And he's like any given week, if you can beat him, you should feel really good about where your golf game is at. Like, you played really, really well. You can have comfort in that, regardless of how, you know, where Scotty finishes. If you beat him out, you had a really good week.
All right. Who, in your opinion, should be the number one pick in the NFL draft? You watch college football as much as anybody I know. Who should be the number one pick? Is it that simple, Caleb Williams and nobody else?
It's gotta be Caleb.
I mean, depends on the team need, obviously. I'm always big on that. I mean, it feels like you're kind of pressured into taking a quarterback or a tackle, you know, at this point. To be honest with you, I don't love a lot of the quarterbacks in this draft. I think it's probably Caleb Williams. The thing I struggle with is I just don't know if I want Caleb Williams as leading my franchise. I'm just not a huge fan of his, just the way he's kind of handled other things. But, I mean, on that note, it's like I don't know if I want – you're just putting so much money on these guys nowadays. I don't know if I have that confidence in any of these guys. I mean, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, J.J. McCarthy. I mean, do any of those guys really elicit just a ton of excitement about spending, what, $30 million on them or committing so much money to them? I personally, this would be a year where, you know, if I'm the Commanders or, you know, I know they're in positions where they need quarterbacks, but, man, some of these teams, I'm just like, you know, trade back, get some picks, you know, get some position, you know, load up at the line of scrimmage. That's kind of where I stand, unless it's a slam dunk guy. And I don't know if Caleb Williams is the slam dunk guy that he seemed to be this time a year ago.
All right, in your opinion, and who is the best? I mean, regardless of position, okay, who's, yeah, in your opinion, is the number one player in this draft?
Probably Marvin Harrison. I mean, that guy was insane this year. You know, I personally think Brock Bowers was pretty dang good. I like the tackles. I like Joe Alt, and I like J.C. Latham. You know, I think there's a lot of those guys that could be pretty dang good next level. I think if, you know, I like a lot of parts of Dallas Turner, because I'm also big on, you know, pass rush, you can find it. But, I mean, I think it's probably Marvin Harrison.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah, he's very good.
And he's 6'4", yeah.
Yeah, it's just investing. Obviously, there's only – you kind of have a cap. You have a ceiling on how high or low, I guess you want to call it, you would draft a receiver. You know, if you got the number one pick, you can't – you want to get a receiver. If you're the Bears, you got to trade down, get some assets, and then take him. I just don't – you obviously can't take him number one pick, but I think he's probably the best player in the draft.
Okay, all right. So the Cowboys are sitting in number 24. I've seen two mock drafts that have – the mighty Longhorns sending a player to the Cowboys. One had Jonathan Brooks, and the other one I saw today had Xavier Worthy.
Yeah.
And then I'm looking on these projections. I'm looking at the Cowboys, their little draft guide they put out. They've got Worthy ranked like eighth among receivers, okay?
Really?
But this draft, mock draft, had the Cowboys taking him at number 24. So let's talk about the Longhorns, who, by the way, are going to be fairly active in the draft this year for the first time in a long time. Texas is going to have – Texas might have two, maybe a couple of first-rounders. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, they've got three or four potential. T'Vondre Sweat didn't help himself about a week or two ago. But, yeah, I mean, if I'm – in terms of the Longhorns, I mean, any of the ones the Cowboys would take, I love all of them that they have up there at the top. They have a really talented class. I mean, it was – I mean, but, I mean, if you're the Cowboys, if you're looking at any of the Longhorns, it's got to be either Sweat or Murphy. I just think that's probably the Cowboys' need, in my opinion, is along the interior, the defensive line and the offensive line. But, yeah, I mean, the Longhorns are sending a really good class to the draft this year. It's clearly the best one they've ever had. I mean, you've got multiple guys. I mean, I think it was personally headlined this year by those two big defensive tackles. That was probably the difference in Texas this year and their depth along that front. Probably maybe the best defensive line in the country. And then outside of that, I mean, Texas went to the portal this year and got A.D. Mitchell out of Georgia. And when he got him, my initial thought was, okay, Texas' huge need is a number two receiver, a strong number two receiver to take some pressure off Worthy and really open up the offense a little bit. And what happened is they probably got their number one receiver out of A.D. Mitchell. I mean, that kid was spectacular this year. So, you know, we could talk about Worthy all day, and, I mean, heck, running a 4.21, setting the record at the combine is pretty dang impressive, and he's a phenomenal athlete. But, I mean, A.D. Mitchell should in every way be considered a potential first-round pick if Xavier Worthy is. So you got those two. Jatavion Sanders might have the highest ceiling of them all. We haven't even mentioned him as a tight end.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a lot of talent. This is a phenomenal class.
So what about Brooks? Is he the best running back in this class, in your opinion?
I know. The kid out of Tennessee is pretty good, too. And I know I'm forgetting somebody right now, too, and it's gonna haunt me after. But, I mean, man, he had a really good year, and he protected the passer well. He does a lot of the things that you ask him to do. You know, I think I'm interested to see his ability as a pass catcher coming out of the backfield in the NFL, because I think that's going to be, you know, something that those guys are really looking at. And I'd be curious to see what the NFL scouts think of that, just his movement ability. It seemed like he had really good hips just, like, watching him this year. But I don't know. The hard part with Brooks is the sample size is relatively limited. But, man, the snaps he did have, he looked really good. I wish he had another year, but, of course, with running backs, I don't blame him for moving on when he can.
Are there any other kids from Texas colleges that jump out at you? I'm trying to think who that might be. That might be really high. That might be really, really good.
From Texas colleges, let me think. Not first round guys.
Yeah. I can't think of anybody really.
Which, when was the last time we could say that? You know, it's not a TCU kid or a Baylor kid. You know, who we're used to at this level, and I'm sure there's some that we're just not thinking of. But yeah, so I mean, it shows you why this was such a good year for the Longhorns. I mean, it's really no coincidence that it's the same year that they're putting out a stellar draft class, that it's also the year where, you know, they obviously had a chance to make a run at a national championship. I mean, this is the talent that they had this year, especially, you know, on the defensive front and at the skill positions, if you include Sanders as a tight end. It's kind of unheard of in the last, 15 years for the Longhorns.
Well, the Aggies have Cooper, Edgerrin Cooper. He's ranked real high among the linebackers, okay. Right?
And I'm pretty sure, you know, Jalen Guyton, from Oklahoma, I'm pretty sure he's a Texas kid. Well, yep. Most of these kids are safe to assume they're Texas kids. So, I mean, so that's another one, I guess, you can count.
Well, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I don't know the Cowboys have a lot of needs right now.
They do.
So I don't know. We'll see.
So, Brayton, just switching gears real quick, because I don't know if you've been paying attention to college baseball, but Texas A&M is like the best baseball team in the nation.
They're really good.
Yeah. So what makes them good, and where is Texas at? What are the Longhorns doing to college baseball right now?
Man, this has been a rough year for the Longhorns. They just, you know, it's been a mixture of things. The young team, they really, and it's you kind of have to always say this when you talk about an offseason now and any college sport. You have to refer to what they did in the portal, and they didn't exactly light the world on fire in the portal. They got a really good ad out of Notre Dame. That kid wound up not playing this year. But Texas really, I mean, the bullpen's been an issue. Their Friday night starter, who was really good coming into the year, has struggled, and they had a hard time winning Friday night games. They've still been winning some series in Big 12 play, so they'll be in contention down the stretch with the Big 12. But, I mean, they lost to UT RGV this week, like 10-1. They just struggled. So, I mean, they'll make the tournament most likely. Problem is you might wind up in the College Station regional as like a 2 seed. This is A&M has a phenomenal team this year. So, I mean, it's an interesting year. It's definitely the, you know, hardest. I think it's the hardest team Texas has. Well, not hardest team. It's probably the worst team Texas has had over the last five to six years. Which, I mean, part of that's credit to the program that David Pierce has built. I mean, out of the last 5 years, they've been to the College World Series, 3 times? And, you know, arguably could, you know, almost won it a couple years ago. So, I mean, it's a rough year for Longhorn baseball. But, man, credit to the Aggies. I mean, you had to assume at some point. I mean, it's hard to say at some point figure out. I mean, he's already been to a College World Series. They were pretty close last year. So, I mean, this isn't surprising what he's doing at A&M right now. They have a really good team.
All right, bud, out of time.
See you, man.
Be safe this weekend, okay?
Well, hey, thank y'all. Y'all have a good one. Bye.
All right, man. Braden Coates.
Yeah.
On the Advantage Roofing and Solar.
Why can't I do a show with him instead?
Well, I mean,
why don't I get this Coates?
This Coates, I don't know.
This version.
I don't know. He's gone off in the commercial real estate business.
How's he doing?
I don't know. I guess doing okay.
Okay. But he's golfing. That's
paying
really
his bills,
all
that's all I care about.
As long as he ain't coming back home.
That's a bad thing for a dad
to say.
No,
it's not.
No, I'm just kidding. It's 4:50 in the Hall Buick GMC Hall as it all studio at Rudy's on 92.1 FM, the team.
All Sports Radio. You're on 92.1 FM, the team.
Gardening is more than a hobby. It's a lifestyle in East Texas. And Vital Earth Resources is an East Texas company with organic soil and garden products like Carl Pool Fertilizers, EarthSafe Organics, and Vidazyme, sold in Texas, the U.S., and around the world.
Well, Carl Pool has a full line of products, and I can't even begin to mention them all, in that we make about 100 different products in to 300 different sizes.
Company President Scott Hammer.
We have products like rose food. We have azalea camellia food. We have a palm food that's actually rated number one in the whole country. We have crepe myrtle food. We have a full line of organics called Earth Safe Organics. So you want to look for these at your independent retail nursery.
Including Plants of Texas at their new garden center, Old Jacksonville Highway in Flint. Learn more about Vital Earth products, Carl Pool Fertilizers, and Vitazyme at VitalEarth.com.
What does full-service jeweler actually mean? In plain language, well, I can talk about CAD cams and prongs and tips and solder and laser welders. That's jeweler talk. Let's just talk plain English for a change. Life takes a toll on our jewelry. It's really as simple as you bend it, we straighten it. You twist it, so we smooth it. You mash it, we mend it. You wreck it, we write it. Think of us as a jewelry spa for the pieces in your life which hold magic and memories of moments of love. We massage your ring, repair your bracelet, restore your pendant, shine it to its original beauty. Do you remember what it looked like when it was brand new? Well, you will when we slip it back onto your hands. Full service, repair to restore, the simple to the impossible. Come see us at Gems Jewelers. We actually do it all. Gems Jewelers, Old Troop Highway at Golden Road in Tyler.
Another happy SafeLight customer.
SafeLight repair, SafeLight replace.
There I was, driving down the highway, and a rock flies up and cracks my windshield. Are you kidding me? I asked for recommendations, and everyone sang the same thing. SafeLight repair, SafeLight replace. I booked an appointment at SafeLight.com, and they came to me for free. It was that easy.
Cracked windshield? Go to SafeLight.com now to schedule your free mobile service, and let SafeLight come to you. Conditions may apply.
SafeLight repair, SafeLight replace.
What's the point of that patio in your backyard if you never use it?
Any modern house, if you look at it now, is going to have a very small patio. It very rarely gets used.
Chris Chambliss, owner of Bullard Siding.
In East Texas, well, the mosquitoes and bugs and wasps and all of that, you really have a very limited amount of time that you can really truly use your patio.
A screen room built by Bullard Siding will be your favorite part of coming home.
By installing a screen room, you can enclose that area and essentially a pest-free environment.
Put your old notion of a screen room out of your mind.
This isn't your grandmother's screen room. It really is the details that matter. Visually, you can do just about anything with these screen rooms.
You'll enjoy the outdoors more and be bothered by bugs and mosquitoes less when you let Bullard Siding create your perfect screen room. Bullard Siding, the most experienced home improvement company in East Texas. See them online at BullardSiding.com. BullardSiding.com.
Butler Alignment and Brake is one of the most respected car care centers in East Texas, and it's a lot more than just brakes and alignments. Get your oil changed, your AC checked and repaired if needed, along with other routine maintenance. Butler Alignment and Brake is an ASE-certified shop with an A-plus rating from the BBB. They're the best at brake and alignment, but think Butler Brake and Alignment for complete car care on all makes, foreign and domestic. Locally owned in Tyler on Front Street and on the web at ButlerAlignmentAndBrake.com. That's ButlerAlignmentAndBrake.com.
All Sports Radio, the team, 92.1 FM. You're on the team.
2-2, and Garcia hits one high and deep to left center field. Green and Beerling back. They turn, they look, out of here! Adolis Garcia leaves the yard, visiting his friends in the Rangers bullpen with a solo shot. And the Rangers reclaim the lead with their third home run of the game.
Okay, the Rangers won yesterday in Detroit. And they'll try to do that same thing again tonight in Atlanta. We'll see. First of three this weekend against the Braves.
Yeah, try to compete with the Braves. A good one of the best teams in the league right now. And so a tough matchup, but the Rangers are capable. We'll see if they can pull it off.
Okay. Well, that pregame will start about 5:45 tonight. So we'll be out here in the 5 o'clock hour at about 5:40. And so we'll have a little bit shorter hour than usual, but we will talk to Chuck Cooperstein, the radio voice of the Dallas Mavericks, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, plus we're giving away a Rudy's gift card. Mm-hmm. How about that?
I think that's perfect.
Unless I decide to keep it myself.
And you might do that. But I mean, it's great to be here on a Friday.
I may want to be selfish on a Friday. From time to time,
you are a little selfish, but give this one away.
We'll give this one away. We'll do that coming up. 592-5200, the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline is open. We're at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. And, again, how about their breakfast tacos? We'll talk about that as well from 7 to 10. As good as it gets right here at Rudy's on the West Loop in Tyler on a Friday afternoon. Rangers and the Braves coming up tonight here on the team. And we're back in the 5 o'clock hour with more on 92.1 FM, the team, and the Team Sports Radio mobile app powered by the Kelly Community Federal Credit Union.
You're on the team. All Sports Radio, 92.1 FM, the team.